What is up, New England and beyond? The Room Podcast, Wednesday night. 2 weeks in a row, Tommy? 3 weeks in
Three,
a row?
Three, maybe, I think. That's nice, huh? Oh, that's some pro shit.
Bro.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I like it.
Right off the bat, Bob Piersma. Jonathan Piersma's dad is tuning in.
Ready to rock.
We're going to have to talk to, about,
what's up, Bob?
Talk to Jonathan about the after party and what was said in that cage afterwards, because he balked a couple of things.
Yeah, were the words? Dope.
Piersma was
it was a good,
yeah, I see you, Bob.
It was a good scene after after that win. You know what I mean? The place was going nuts and they were all happy and, you know, good shit.
Excellent. Well, Tommy,
here we are.
64.
That was a blast. Good time.
Saturday night, man.
Yeah, we had a good time on Saturday night.
How you feeling about your experience?
Oh, great time. They always treat us fucking so well and everyone in there is so cool and they're glad to see us. And, you know, our pictures are all over Cage Titans, so it's always glad when people see us and come up to us and recognize us. It's fun.
Excellent. We weren't like the mayors as usual. Mm-hmm. Or there wasn't, you know, as many fighters coming up to us as usual.
Yeah. You scare them away.
I do scare them away. I scare a lot of people away, which I'm told.
For the Piersma fight, too, I abandoned our station and went top row because I wanted to get a better perspective for the main event, and it was a cool experience up there, too. You know, I like the balcony because you can see everything. It's not far away.
Well, I must confess, I didn't stay for, I think I left on the Johnny Cupcakes fight, and then there was the co-main.
Yep.
And then the main. The co-main didn't last long with Peter Barrett when he choked that dude out.
Nope, that was good, too. That was fun.
That was pretty quick.
He's a goat.
But yes, I had to leave. I mean, it was Easter the next day. Yeah. I had plans, long drive.
Yeah.
I didn't want to stay there.
Yeah.
And we partied since like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because we were drinking beers.
At the bar and stuff.
4 o'clock.
Yeah, drinking beers outside. And
other couple of little things in between, but nothing bad, people. but who does that? Okay, cool. Yeah. Erica Valentin will be calling in at around 8:15.
Nice. One of the fighters who had the win on Saturday.
Exactly, one of the fighters, and she did a great job. Yep. She's got a ton of fights. You never know it. Mm-hmm. Like
tough
young girl.
Yeah.
But as an amateur, I think I got a record up there when she does come on. But I think she's got like friggin' 11 amateur fights. A couple of Muay Thai, two or three Muay Thai fights
in
there.
That's what's up. Kick you
some,
right in the head.
Some a lot of grappling in there. She's busy as hell. She's the mom of three. Three young ladies, triplets.
That's a one and done, you know?
Yes. And she's yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there was a boy popped in the middle there, you know what I mean? In the triplet.
Do they section. Do that? Is there, yeah,
oh, yeah, there can be a male in the rules, triplet yeah. section yeah. there.
I'm
yeah.
so dumb when it comes to that
I
stuff.
Went to school with triplets, and there was two males and one female.
Okay. No, I was going to say that's incorrect what I was just going to say. I do have a friend, my wife's friend. They have triplets, but they're all girls. They do have a younger son, but
I would imagine it probably goes that way most of the time. But you know, when people have a litter, it's just a mix.
Imagine if you were a triplet.
Imagine if two others in
that's
me.
Nuts.
That would suck.
That'd be insane. Man. You're all
my
this,
sister's
Mike.
Like five years older than me, and okay. she's as closest to me as
yeah.
as a clone that you can get.
Okay.
It's annoying.
Scary. Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
Yep.
Not just for me, for everybody.
Do you guys look alike?
Forget it. The whole family, yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
The whole family in the room, forget it. No one's getting a word in. Fuck it.
I believe that.
And there's one sister that just listens to everything.
That's good.
And then ask question after question.
My brother is not as like shit talker, motor mouth as I am. You know, he's kind of, he'll chill back and listen, you know. He's calculated.
Yeah, I'm not good at listening.
I try to.
Talk over people a lot. But. Well, Tommy, like I said, I ducked out and Bob Piersma has called me a puss, as always. I know he was looking for me at the after party.
Oh, yeah, he wanted
you
to
didn't
fight
go
you.
To the after party, of
no,
course.
No. I actually walked over there with Ty Law, but then I just kind of zipped out. Yeah. We were all just walking
you
over.
You walked over
yeah.
with Ty Law?
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of walking to the car, and they were all walking, so we were all...
Let me go, let me go with the posse
yeah,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly.
That was cool. Yeah. Ty Law in the house.
Yeah, he's a cool guy, and he was having a great time.
Yeah. What we're going to do after we have the two guests on, are we're going to show some Cage Titans Instagram and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Show, like, go through the fights and maybe talk about a couple of them.
They
but
just
we're
released
not,
a
we're
bunch.
Not focusing on the card tonight. Yeah. I know Cage Titans is probably going to do that next Monday. I don't think they had a Table Titans last night.
I didn't see anything.
I mean, Easter, it's a, you know, it's a long weekend.
It was a long weekend.
I would imagine they will be back next Monday. They do a full recap of the show. And we'll be back that following Wednesday. Maybe we'll have, Combat Cowboy call in.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Combat Cowboy, I did not get him his hat.
No, you didn't bring it? Were you supposed to?
Yes. I kept telling him it was going to be in my car, and I forgot.
You just didn't grab it. It's right
fuck
there.
It sucks. So I'm going to wear it for a little while, even though it doesn't fit. I'm going to throw it on.
He has a fucking huge noggin.
Yeah. So, but I told him I'd give him the $60 since $60 or $80, what it's worth.
For the hat?
Yeah, because I'm never giving it back. It's going to be a staple of the room.
Put it on the wall
now.
Or something.
Or
that thing is so big on you.
I know. I look like fucking Woody.
Woody.
Like fucking Toy Story.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome. I think I look pretty hot.
It's cool. Yeah. It needs to be fitted.
Works. Can you fit these hats after?
I don't know. I was watching a thing about hats the other day, and they can fit them and stretch other hats. It was kind of other things. And they were doing the ironing that Jeff was telling us on the sides to make it stand up. But
anyone like the hat out there, by the way? Should I get a cowboy hat?
Thumbs up the hat.
Thumbs up the hat?
Yeah, yeah.
Think I can rock the hat?
I don't know. If regular.
If I'm just wearing it regular? No, I fucking no way. That's how you think I'm walking to the post office like this?
Yes.
I think I'm hiding a gun under the fucking thing. But anyway, shout out to Jeff. Combat Cowboy.
Yeah, that was a fun time hanging out with all of them over the on Saturday.
Yes, it was. It was.
The posse.
We got 1 minute before Erica Valentin.
Cool.
Get something ready here. Just check the YouTube, see if that's firing. But Tommy, did you do anything for Easter?
I went and saw my uncle. My mother was there, so that kind of family. My wife, my daughter, all that shit. It was cool. A lot of good food. Good to see everyone. Drink a beer.
Of course. I drank a keg.
Oh yeah.
Drink a keg.
A whole keg, or you were just drinking off of a keg?
Of course.
You drank the whole thing?
No.
Just a couple.
No, I drank a lot. I drank a lot of beer over the weekend.
Nice.
Well, I drank a bunch of beer with you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Saturday, when I left you guys, I stayed out.
Yep.
I went and met my girlfriend out.
Yep.
Her band was playing and, you know, had a few more beers there.
They were still playing when you got there?
I got
to
Rhode Island at 11:15.
Okay.
They played at 12:30.
So. Cool. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. I made it.
Yeah, yeah.
I made it last call. Oh, yeah. More than last call.
Yeah,
so
yeah. You got a couple
there.
In.
No way. You are gay for that. You're going to get fucking, you're going to get banned.
For leaving.
But what was I going to do over here?
I agree, Bob.
What the hell is it? I was looking for over here. But, I don't know. But, I know what I'm going to do. But Easter for me was I slept and went out again. Went for a nice dinner, Easter dinner later at Twin Oaks. Went to see some karaoke, played darts. Got my ass kicked in darts.
Oh, yeah. I used to like playing darts.
It's nice when places are open on like holidays, like Easter. You don't expect, everyone's
but everyone's all sick of hanging out with their family. Then they go out to the bar.
The kids want to go out. So, all right, we're gonna give Erica a call.
Yep.
See if she's ready. Ready. And she was excited to come on the show.
Good.
I've known her forever. She trains out of Underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Bissett, former CES lightweight and featherweight champion, former. UFC fighter. He was out of that camp, is out of that camp. He's retired, but still visits to kick the young ones' butts every so often. And Justin Valentin, who fought for the Cage Titans flyweight title against Mitch Raposo, that's her brother. So she's ready to go. So we're going to get her on.
You should take that hat off.
thanks for fucking telling me. Yeah, that's horrible.
Especially while we're interviewing.
Tommy, that's why you're here, man. That is why you're here. The hat comes off, yep. Tommy. Hat comes off. Fucking Tommy knows that.
The joke is over.
I forgot I was starting to get warm with it.
Yeah, you should have left it.
Never put it on. Hey, girlfriend!
Hey, what's up?
Not
how are
too
you?
Much. I got to get you up
what's
here.
What's up, Erica?
You're good. How are you?
This is my first time doing a Facebook Live.
Yeah, well, okay. Here we go.
It is.
You've been on the show once or twice in the past, but it's been recorded. But yeah, you look great. You're on. You're ready to go. How you feeling, man? Oh, woman.
Good. A little sore. Legs a little sore, but I'm all right.
Well, let's talk about Erica. Second time fighting for Cage Titans. The first time didn't go your way, and that was what, like a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago that you fought for them the first time.
I think it was 2021.
So almost three, a little over 2 years, but. Second time in there, Erica, you came away with a great win, great game plan, great fight.
Great war.
Yeah, the only women's fight on the card. Very rare to have any women's fight on the card, but you guys produced. Talk about your second time going in there and how you felt about Cage Titans and what you did in there Saturday night.
Yeah, I felt good going in there. I knew I was a little bit more experienced than her. I also knew that she's been doing Taekwondo her whole life, basically since she was 5. So I know she was going to come heavy with the kicks. And then I saw her last fight. I know the girl was like older woman or whatever, but she hit the girl coming, like moving backwards pretty, you know what I mean? So I was like, dang, she got a little power. I have a KO and a TKO on my record too. So I wasn't like so much worried about like me getting knocked out, but I knew that she was coming a little bit aggressive and with those kicks like right off the gate.
Oh yeah.
So I felt like I was just better at grappling and wrestling. So I used it for my advantage, and yeah, I was able to just get some takedowns. I had a couple of subs in, tried to do some ground and pound, and yeah, came away with a dub.
Great. Like I said, I seen you after great game plan there. Knowing that, I do believe she's like has a Taekwondo or some kind of karate background.
Yeah, I think she's a certain degree black belt, but I know that she's like been all over competing and stuff like that as a kid and all that, and that translates to MMA to a certain extent. You know what I mean? So
striking it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And so. She definitely trains out of a great camp with Jake Pillar and you know FAF there. So they're a well-rounded camp. As far as this fight and the experience being in there, second time in there, you get a win. But as far as the overall experience, Cage Titans walking in there, you were there maybe a couple of cards ago when your brother fought for their 125-pound pro title. What's it like, the experience the second time going in there fighting for what I say is the number one promotion in New England?
It is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was great. I love the hall. The hall is great. I had such a good experience from like start to finish. You know, backstage, we had like a little fighter kit and just so cool. Mike is just such a good dude. And yeah, I'm really grateful for all of them at Cage Titans. Everybody showed me a lot of love after the fight and like at the bar. And I was able to chop it up with my opponent and her people. Mm-hmm. And
that's cool.
It was a good vibe. You know what I mean? Like, everything went really well in there, you know? I didn't get hurt. We came away with a victory, and then we had fun after. So you can't really ask for a better night, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
At the leading promotion in New England. So, yeah, it all came full circle. My first amateur fight. And, honestly, it's probably going to be my last amateur fight there, so it all came full circle, you know what I mean?
That was going to be my next question, but before that next question, Erica, you were in the crowd after, and that's when I seen you. You were hanging with some other fighters around the area there, and you looked like you were in a kid in the candy store. I mean, were you more of a fan there, or are you more like soaking in the win and the congratulations from all these people? What was your feeling in there? Because like I said, I just spotted you in between all these fighters sitting down, and you just like had this glow about you.
Yeah, so you didn't look like you just had a 3-round war.
Yeah,
that's for
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just grateful. I think it was the mixture of both, because after I fought, it was Jake's fight, which was the knockout. And then I saw the Jay Perrin fight, and I was like, yo, this is a bang out. Yeah. So I was
place
like,
was
it was kind of like both, honestly. It was super cool. A lot of people were asking to take pictures and stuff like that. So, and then like watching the fight live right there, there were some bangers. Even the last fight too, I was like, oh, snap. So I was just, the mixture of both, honestly.
Excellent. Well, Erica, one thing you did say to me that did stand out is Steve, I'm better than a 5-6 fighter. I'm better than a 5-6 fighter. We all know that. You've been traveling everywhere, like as far as New York, other promotions, fighting Muay Thai, doing, you know, grappling tournaments, you know, super fights. We know you're well-rounded, and you fought a bunch of, a bunch
boxing,
of great talent.
Kickboxing, Muay Thai,
Talk about that. What, you know, talk about from where you started, where you are, and tell me, you know, in your eyes, why you're better than what your record says.
Yeah, well, for one, like, I felt like two of my losses are not really losses. I felt like I beat Tatiana Santos, and they gave her the decision. And then I had that funky thing happen with Brianna Sargent where, not to call him out because it's nothing but love, but when Jordan Riley first started reffing, he called a tap during, and she I was in her triangle of Breonna Sargent, and I was beating her up that whole first round. And I guess there was like probably like, I don't know how many seconds left in the round, but I was good. And he called the fight. I ended up fighting Breonna Sargent and TKOing her in January. I got that one back. But so I felt like two of those should have been like wins. Honestly, I don't feel like I'm a 5-6 fighter. I do feel like I should be like a 7-4 fighter, to be honest with you. And, you know, one of the fights got called because I got cut open. You know what I mean? So I wasn't like knocked out, never been knocked down or nothing like that. Just, you know, Keith Peterson had to call it because my nose got cut open. So yeah, I do feel like I'm better than what it says on paper, but I am grateful because that's my amateur record. So when I go professional, I know it'll be flawless, and I just have so much experience. I fought in the Golden Gloves in boxing. I've done Muay Thai fights. I've done kickboxing fights. I've done grappling tournaments, grappling super fights, tapped girls out that fought in Bellator, as you know what I mean, in grappling. So yeah, I feel like I'm well rounded, you know.
Hell yeah.
Well, coming out of Underdog, do you cross train anywhere else other than or are you just strictly at Underdog?
Underdog's my home, but I have my own boxing coach, Vargas. It's Four Ropes Boxing in Hartford. And then I go to Andrew Calandrelli's school. And Spider Monkey, the girl Marissa, from there, we've been training together for going on 3 years now. So I go there every Tuesday and Thursday. Like tomorrow, I'll go there in the morning. So yeah, Andrew Calandrelli, all them. And then I go see a speed and agility coach, Andre Dixon.
So you're full throttle. You're right. I mean, this is your life, correct?
This is my life. I work one day a week at a restaurant on Mondays, and then the rest I just I teach with Johnny, my cousin. I teach the kids program and stuff like that. Then I do, you know, like little private lessons and stuff. So yeah.
Excellent. Yep. Well, as far as the women coming out of that gym, are there any others like you that we should be watching, or you know, is there any other women that you're maybe bringing up to take your place in the Amis when you go pro?
So we have Sam Ayala. She's coming up. She was supposed to fight Reality, but her opponent dropped. But there's not many girls, to be honest with you. I train with like all guys, my brothers, my cousin, you know, they're all like 125ers. I got Max Fernandez, Isaiah Sanchez. They're all like 20-year-olds that are coming up that fight at 135. They're like perfect for me. Like Max Fernandez is coming up. We fought on Reality together. He was like my main training partner this camp. I took this fight and so did she on a 3-week notice, really. We only had like 3 weeks to prepare. But once I found out she was a Taekwondo black belt, that's what Max is. So we just trained all the time together. So I got a lot of like young guys coming up. But as far as the girls, it's so hard, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't have really many girl training partners. That's why I go train at Ultimate MMA. And I like Marissa and Megan over there, Purple Belt. And another girl's Yamari. They have really the girls there, the jiu-jitsu girls. So.
Excellent. Well, you're doing it on all sides of the cage there, as far as on the mats, in the cage. And as a mom, before we get to that, and maybe you taking that next step to erase that amateur record, who was in the corner and how excited were they for you representing Underdog, the only women's fight on the card, and to be a banger of a fight? Who was in your corner and how excited were they for you when your hand got raised in that fight?
Yeah, so my head coach, Kia, was in my corner. He does the head coaching for MMA. And then Russell Leek was in my corner, and then my brother, Justin Valentin.
Excellent. What was the vibe after the fight? We knew it. We knew it. Willie, what's going on?
Yeah, the vibe was good. They went home because they had just had my boy. He fought in Flex Fight Series. So they just had my boy in New York fight, and then they had me after. But, yeah, the vibe was good. They went home right after. But, yeah, like another day, you know?
Yeah.
And proud of me, you know, just having my brother there all the time.
Well, that's the best.
Well, let's talk about it. That amateur record, maybe getting a – you got a kid? Someone coming in?
Yeah, I got the girls here.
Yeah, what's up? Oh, I got to say hi.
Three girls. We were three saying girls. That,
so
yeah.
Before we get to that, hi. Where am I? I'm over here somewhere. Before we get to the girls and end this conversation, before that, You mentioned going pro or something like that. What's the timeline? You said, I believe that was your last amateur fight or last time fighting for Cage Titans?
Last amateur fight. Yeah, I do want to go pro.
Yep.
Honest with you, I would like to go pro in the fall.
The fall, does it matter where you're going to fight? It just matters a matchup and somebody gets you something that interests you.
Yeah, so I would like to do my pro debut probably at like Reality or something like that. It's back in home at Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
their title. So yeah, maybe there, maybe Cage Titans. I don't know. I want to get in the best shape of my life and just be professional. You know, I would like to use these like go hard all spring, summer, and then come out the fall. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Get those elbows in there.
Yeah. And it was crazy because I felt like I was getting warned every round, the referee, because I hit her. I threw a spinning back fist, but cracked her with my elbow. Mm. He was like, elbow. And then I hit her with a shoulder strike, and they were like, no shoulder strike. And then the up kick, and they were like, no.
Jeez. So
I felt getting warned, like, for everything. I was like, dude, I told the ref, he was like, and then the ref was like, girl, you just 3-0'd her. You're good. Because I was like, you know, at one point he was gonna take a point.
Yeah.
I mean, like, dude, she's coming in on me. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, that was talked about in the rules meeting. Like, if you're throwing a spinning back fist and the opponent comes in on you, like, and you get hit with the elbow, that's really not my fault.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting.
You're well prepared for the pros right now. Yeah. So that's so thank God that was your last amateur fight, because we don't want to see you get disqualified. And it's so. Hey, last thing about the daughters here. What's their outtake and what's their perspective of mom going to be a full time MMA fighter in there? What's their thoughts on this?
So they've been raised in the gym since they were two and they love it. You know, they're always like, my mom fights and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I just really, it's more than just fighting. I just want to show them to just follow like your dreams and like work hard and you know what I mean? And, come bounce back from like losses or, you know, sometimes unfortunate events that happen and keep just being resilient. It's much more than, I don't know, fighting for me, to be honest with you. So, yeah, that's why I just want to show them the way. And they do jujitsu, and I really don't
want them
to fight, you know, like MMA. But, you know, as long as martial arts is a part of their lives,
let's do it.
I was going to ask if you train them, and that's cool that you do, because imagine if they had triplets, that new jujitsu kicking your ass in school, like all three of them.
Every limb. They can cover just about every limb.
That'd be awful.
So you got your hands full, woman. Yeah. So God bless you. Awesome fight. I'm so happy for the team, for you getting that, seeing you, you know, get your hand raised, your last amateur fight. And I can't wait to see what's next for you. The team there, Justin, I'm sure he'll be back, you know, strong as ever. Everyone else coming out of there. Erica, anything you want to leave off with? Any thank yous? Anything you want to say? Anything social media wise? Other than your Instagram here, throw it out there, and I'll let you enjoy this night and this past week of yours.
The win.
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you, Steve, and just thank you to all my team. Thank you, God. Thank you, my beautiful triplets, and just everybody rocking with me from the start to the finish. Some people that came out for my amateur debut were the same people that came out for my last amateur fight. So just thank you guys for rocking with me. And just stay tuned.
Excellent.
We will be.
Yeah, we'll see you in the fall. We'll definitely be talking to you, Erica. And thank you so much for coming on. And pleasure. We need more women in the MMA game, and especially pros representing New England. So awesome, awesome job. Thank you so much, Erica. You have a great night.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Erica. All right,
good night. Bye-bye.
Sweetheart.
Very cool.
Going
places.
She is going places. So, Jonathan Piersma will be up next. But we're going to...
What time are we going?
What's that?
8:30. What's he calling in? Like quarter of something?
Like, well, let me see.
8:30 right now.
Might be 8:45. Yes.
Okay, cool.
We're going to go through some Instagram stuff here with Cage Titans.
Cool.
Check out some of their stuff. So we got... What time is it now?
8:30.
Yeah, we got about 14 minutes to talk about the fights and stuff like that. So let's get their
it was a good party.
Instagram out there. And let me get that up first. But,
Starting with my buddy Devin, you know, first card fight of the night. He got rocked in the dick, so he didn't really recover after that. You know?
Tommy, penis. Yeah. We say penis on this show.
he seemed in good spirits afterwards. He came out and said, "What's up?" You know.
You know what's really humbling on my side is when a fighter comes up to you,
mm-hmm.
who just had their first amateur fight, mm-hmm. or even like their 10th
or any fight
pro fight.
Yeah.
Comes up to you and apologizes to
blows
you.
Blows my mind.
For their performance.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm like,
yep.
Are you fucking kidding me? You just went in there and fought to the death.
These kids.
And you're apologizing me for your performance?
These guys
Holy
are different.
Shit.
Yeah, these guys are different. They, you know, even if they get the win, they think to the next day, what can I do next? You know, these guys and girls who perform in this type of industry, their mindset, man. That's some serious focus. You know, like you said, if they come up and apologize because, what do you mean you fucking apologize? What are you apologizing for? Holy
great
shit!
Great fight too. Yeah. It was a fucking
yes.
great fight.
Yes,
you got to apologize because you got kicked in the balls and kind of like, you know,
yeah,
out of your game.
No, yeah. There's always gonna be a winner and there's always gonna be a loser. You know.
All right. With that said, let's get to Cage Titans Instagram mm-hmm. here, and we're gonna go through. I think from the beginning to kind of the end. So here we go. We'll start with
Andy singing.
Anything he does great.
He kills it.
He gets better and better every card.
Yeah, he was nervous. He gets nervous beforehand too. Like that's serious shit.
Oh, look at that. We'll give them some props.
We were drinking
right
those
here.
Beers.
We were drinking them $12 beers. Yeah. I gotta emphasize that again. $12 beers. But it's like that everywhere. But I think as far as me as being media and Steve Domenico, mm-hmm. they should be only like eight for me.
They should have the Room podcast beer with our faces on it, and then maybe we'll get a discount.
No, I'm not.
You know, with it.
Randy Costa right there.
Yep, that's what's
talked up. Talked to him a little bit, and that was awesome. Let mm-hmm. me get those.
Harry, Kevin, Kennedy. I'm excited. Tune into the 3 months for Tasty Sports. Let's go.
Yeah. Can anyone be more handsome than that kid? Billy Goff is a handsome devil,
you
too.
Always say that. You have
Billy Goff is a fucking...
You have a man crush on Billy Goff, huh?
I have a mad man crush on Billy Goff. I think he's the most handsome fucking man I've ever seen in New England.
He's probably watching right now.
He loves me. He knows it. He says the same thing about me. Dude, when we are interviewing, we're close, he'll grab my ass and shit off camera. That's, like,
so it's like a true life bromance.
We would, like, if we were like, you know, I can't. I'm not.
Yeah, stop right there. Me. Yeah, stop right
Take
there.
Take the hat off.
We'll leave it at bromance.
So here's, this was the first fight right here with your man. That guy was a true wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to show this?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, it is. And that kid was a great wrestler. He just kind of grabbed
him. Good kid, too. I mean, it was a great fight. Your buddy had his... Yeah, he had his time.
Yeah, and he had some good moments.
He had some really good shots.
A couple
shots,
some back and forth.
I thought he should have thrown some more kicks, but maybe he was afraid of the
takedown.
Went
at the leg so much,
I think he might have been... But he had that length. He could have... Mm-hmm.
Because the kid kind of came in close.
Keep in a little bit. Keep him out.
He needs to find his range and kind of keep out.
Who am I to say? I'm fucking... Remember I said that to you, and you go, you know what you're talking about.
Did I say that one?
Yeah. You were drunk then?
When? Saturday night?
Yeah, when I was saying you should have had more kicks. I said, what do I know? I'm not fighting. He goes, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Remember this fight? I kept telling everyone this kid, Julian Menjivar, should be a fucking 115-pounder. Mm-hmm. He's fighting all people that are bigger than him. I got to see that knockout again. He just fires back and cracks, and that kid's going to go somewhere. I think they're going to try to get him into the 115-pound division there, because he's small.
Why not?
Brandon Boats.
Yep, that was a good one. Our friend Brandon. And he put on a clinic,
there
too.
He is. He got his, I believe this was his first KO, a TKO.
Yeah, it was a TKO, and he was in control the whole time.
Just to let everyone know, this man is 47 years old.
Mm-hmm.
47 years old.
Yeah, he's in good shape. Yeah, he's good shit.
Look at these people.
They all got mullets.
And they're all fucking just built like rocks.
Yeah, yeah. The young kids these days are just solid.
Xavier Cordova always goes out on a sword. You either get either choke him out or knock him out. That guy will never tap. Never tap. Another 40-year-old dude.
He was out. Yep, he was out.
This was Erica's fight.
Yep.
Miss Santos is such a nice woman too.
Good. Yeah, they're both very, a lot of good sportsmanship between both.
She's gonna go places
yep.
too.
Good.
Jake Caskey.
Yep. Yeah, he's a character.
Fucking man.
Yeah, we caught up with them in the hallway out as we were heading out.
Yeah, we can't sneak out of anywhere.
Yeah, no, we tried.
We had a whole team.
Yeah.
To find
us. Your man Billy, you know, he was great.
Where's that knockout? Jake Caskey, his team had such a better view. Oh, well, they showed the view from the
good
actual
control.
Stream.
Yeah.
Where it was nice and clear. That's just from cage side cage view there. He fired that place up. And then Jake Caskey is going to be on the show next week,
think. Nice. Mm-hmm, good. Yeah, he was pumped.
With Billy Goff, my man crush.
Your boy, Billy.
Just everyone know, Billy Goff right there. This was cool.
Oh, yeah, brought his kid and everything.
Kids being included into the walkouts.
That's what's up.
And this dude flew in here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he came with his son. That was his corner. And then he got choked off.
By Jacobo,
yeah,
right?
Jacobo. Yeah. Papito.
Yeah. And Jacobo is just, like, so nasty with jiu-jitsu.
Fucking
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm sorry. I'm going to play ignorance. I don't know who that is.
I don't either. I saw him, though. Like,
Jacob Bone right came there. In.
Yeah.
He's challenging Joe Giannetti
that's
for the 150-pound...
That'll be a great fight.
...title. Here we go. I'm going to watch this. This is the big announcement.
That's good. It's a good announcement. That's good. That'll be a good one.
Who do you got, Tommy?
I got to say Jacob. He's a dog.
It's Ty Law coming into the cage.
Yep.
Ty Law's got a new vodka or something.
Yeah, that's
he's
what he was promoting.
Sell. Is that what he's trying to promote?
Yeah, that's what he was promoting. That's why everyone was hammered.
Were they all drinking that shit?
Yeah.
What, at the show?
Yeah, there was like...
Oh, they had it at the show?
Yeah, they had
that's why
bottles.
I saw people walking around with mixed drink cups.
Yeah, definitely. They bottles.
I'm like, what are they drinking? What are they putting their fucking
did you see
seltzers
where they,
in there?
Did you see where they were sitting?
No.
Right when they walk out, like the fighters walk out, they're
yeah,
up
the
on
VIP
stage.
Section,
that's where they were. So they had bottles all over that place. You could see them.
But you could, oh, that was cool. The T-shirt. But you could buy a vodka drink.
I didn't see. I don't know.
No,
maybe.
Oh, maybe just the VIP section.
I would imagine if he was promoting that booze, then they would have been
I didn't
selling
see that
it.
Available.
No, not at the where we were buying beers were the peasants.
Fucking Tyler.
Yeah, see, he was.
This was his first MMA show.
He was
too.
Cocked.
That was his first MMA.
Yeah, he was chewing it. He was sipping on that vodka.
All right, we're still. We got two, three, or four more minutes until Piersma comes on. So
that'll be good.
So we're gonna fly through these. Jake Hixenbaugh hurt himself in the back room.
Sucks.
That fight didn't happen. We're gonna kick right through these quick now. That was a great 2 minute fight right there.
Yeah, that's the guy who was on the show last week.
Yeah, he was Sam Watford.
Yep.
Sam was complaining that the fight was stopped too early. The commentators might have said were saying it a little bit too.
Yeah,
you know, it depends the way you look at it. I mean, I
it's
don't have a
tell.
Huge problem with it. I mean, but he was ducking and moving out of them shot a lot of them shots.
It's hard to tell when we're down on the floor too.
And he is a veteran of over 10 fucking MMA fights.
Yeah, so let him go a little
Bellator.
Bit.
Let him go.
I think they could have let him go on a little bit right there. He was standing.
Let him go out on a sword.
Yeah, he was still standing
because he was putting on a fight with Jack, but. It is what it is.
He was defending himself. It wasn't like he wasn't not.
That same ref was arguing with someone outside when we were walking in.
About
he was
what? About a fight?
In Portuguese about probably his wife on the phone.
Oh, on the phone. He was screaming at the phone.
To start with.
She was pissed he was out late.
Jake Perrin had a tough fight. He fought a dude that should be probably cuts 50 pounds to make 145. Jay was definitely so much smaller than
Jay's
this
kid. Jay's a legend,
kid.
Too. Love this kid.
So Jay, look at the size of this fucking... Yep. Jay is going back to
that
135.
That kid's face was beat to shit, too.
Yeah,
that was
Jay,
a back and
mean,
forth.
Jay
yeah.
beat him up on the feet. The kid just kept taking him down.
Yeah, that was a back and forth.
Just trying to grind him out. So that was this kid don't have many fights.
Yeah.
And he took out Cupcakes like that. Yep. I think Cupcakes had a really bad weight cut.
Yeah.
It's tough on him
in
that age, but... This
I
guy
think I went up top
out of Mike
to watch
Zaccelli's
this one.
Gym mm-hmm. is fucking no joke.
I went up top to watch this one too, to get a good view of it.
And that was Peter Barrick and that 10-finger yep. front choke.
Love that.
I think.
Yeah, exactly. Nice call right there. That's a good reference right there on you.
I get that from you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you guys love that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
10-finger.
Yeah, that's jiu-jitsu right there. And that hurts like a bitch, too.
I'm sure. Yeah. It's probably more painful than put you out, right?
It's just crushing.
He's crushing your Adam's apple.
Yeah, and you sit on the head, too. So while you're sitting on their head, you just pull it up on that underneath.
So this was Everett walking in with his beautiful animal right there.
Yep, he was on our show, too, as well, like a week ago. 2 weeks ago. I don't think I was here for
this whole fight. What was your thought on that?
It was pretty good. It was a good back and forth.
Was it back and forth?
Yeah, it was because, like, you know, it was a lot of grappling. So it was like kind of just like, you know.
Yeah, but was Everett getting on top or anything like that?
Maybe I wouldn't say it was a back and forth because it was a stoppage. John was in control the whole time, but it was a lot of good grappling.
Okay. You
know? Yep.
Nice.
I think. It was late.
You were on top of things.
Yeah.
It was late. All right, let me message John, see how he's looking. Oh, wait. We get a hit.
Call me. I come down. I'm home. All right, so you want to keep bringing me down? You got another prospect? I'll do it, like I said, until the OC calls me. I'll keep knocking him down and keep flying him off the pain. Let's do it.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like, you want to bring me down? You want to bring me down here to beat up people in the area?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happy to pay, you know, get a paycheck for it, so... How we doing? I'm only gonna have him fine for a few minutes.
Yeah,
probably 10 minutes. Hey, bro, try to get him. Try to get some beans out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dog. Yeah, Bob. Here, I gotta ask about his dad because his dad was ready to fight the other kid's coach. He's ready.
Nice.
If this works.
I like that view of us.
Yeah, we look good.
Yeah, it's a good roux. Yep.
What's up, champ? Champ.
Champ is here.
Champ. Champ is here. What's up, Mr. Pierzma? How are you, big guy? I'm doing well. Your father already called me a pussy in the beginning of the show. So.
Yeah, and gay.
He called me gay.
He was upset you didn't come to the after party.
Yeah, he called me gay and a pussy. So, yeah, he's pretty upset.
Well,
so.
John, we'll get right to it right now. Steve left for your fight. We're going to stay right now.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't stay for your fight, John, because...
No. I mean, you know I was going to win, though.
Yes, of course. Yes, I knew that.
I was there. I went up to the top shelf. I wanted to watch from the balcony.
You were in my parlay. I'm not going to say who fucked my parlay up, but one person fucked my whole five-fight parlay up, or I would have won about $140. So, but you did win in my parlay, so I have to see. But, John, did your dad end up fighting anybody, Saturday night?
No, we kept him out of trouble.
Did you? All right. John, let's talk about it because a lot of things, you know, other than the fight happened leading up to the fight. There was just, you know, a lot of talk and shit like that. Did you, you said you were going to kind of shut his mouth. Did you shut his mouth in there Saturday night?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
I think so.
I mean, I definitely shut his eye pretty good.
As far as after the fight, John, I know your father and his coach were kind of going out of that social media. After the fight, was his coach, did you say something to his coach? Did you run over to the corner and say something to the coach? You don't have to say exactly what you said, but was it something about being humbled or 10,000 hours or something like that?
I just remember after I finished him, I had a few words for him and then I just happened to look over and his coach was yelling something at me. I don't remember exactly what it was. So I went over and I had a few words for him and they probably weren't the nicest words, but it happens.
Well, my man, let's talk about the fight. Third round finish. And I don't know if we talked about when you were predicting the finish, the fight. It might have been during our interview or after when we talked offline. But I know you called this when we talked that it was going to be a third round finish and you were going to, you know, humble him and teach him, you know, that there's levels to this game. And do you believe you did that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it pretty much went the way I thought it would. I knew first round would probably be back and forth. I knew he was a strong, athletic guy, with the judo and wrestling and that. So he could grapple and he was strong. So I knew the first round was going to be back and forth. You know, there's a lot of scrambles. He hit me with a throw. So I knew the first round was going to be back and forth. Second round, he really started to slow down, which I knew was going to happen. And then third round, he just was cooked, and I finished him off.
Yeah, it was obvious he was cooked, too. It was a lot of grappling. You could tell. I was saying it was back and forth first round, and then you just kind of got your hands on him, was holding him down, and he really didn't recover from that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that was a play going into the fight. I knew he was going to be strong, and I knew he was going to, you know, be hard to move around in the first round. So, yeah, when he initially clinched on the fence, I could feel him. He was very strong, very dense. You know, so even leading up to the fight, I said, you know, he might throw me once or twice in the first round because I know he's going to go balls to the wall. He's going to empty the tank. And I said, that's fine. Actually, I preferred that he did that a couple times because I knew that it would just turn into a scramble. I would scramble right back up, and it was just going to really tire him out. So I think it played out exactly how I thought. It was a good fight.
Well, John, you know, your last fight, you finished with elbows from a crucifix position, I do believe. And there were some words said about, you know, how light them elbows were and stuff like that. But
because that kid is such a shit talker.
Was that kind of a fire under your ass to, like, show that you can throw some elbows? Because you did finish the fight with elbows, and it was a tap out from elbows. Was that in your mind to do that, or was this just the fight fell in your hands that way that you could finish it like that?
Yeah, no, not like specifically I was thinking of that. It just happened that way. And I know that I'm very good with the elbows on the ground. Regardless if someone says they're soft or not, if you get hit 60 times with them and you don't defend yourself, it doesn't really matter, does it? Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother me. I found some good openings for some good elbows. And then especially that last one that hit him, I felt that one slice. And that sliced him wide open, and that led to him giving up.
Yeah, there was, like, nothing left out of him. It went down, basically, you know, gave it all he had there. And, man, you did what you said you were going to do in there, and you've been doing that to basically anyone that you step in the cage with. And after the fight, man, you welcomed anyone that would challenge you. You'd fight here. You'll fight anywhere at this point. Just give you a challenge. John, do you think that might be your hoping? I would imagine you're hoping, but what's your thoughts that you might? I mean, do you think it's time that you get a shot in some way, like get a call as far as just for something in the upper echelons here?
Yeah, I mean, I hope. It'd be nice if that was my last regional scene fight. You know, but like I've said, I don't really control that, so I'm not gonna worry about it too much. I'm just gonna, you know, get right back to training, and you know, if another fight pops up that makes sense here the next couple months, then I'm gonna jump on it. And like I said, hopefully the call comes soon. But if not, I'll just keep winning fights until, you know, they gotta call me. So
yeah, it is.
I try not to focus on it too much, and it'll come when it comes. And I'm just gonna keep fighting. So.
I was just going to say, if you just keep beating the shit out of everyone they put in front of you, then it's good.
And
you know?
You're doing it every couple of months. You're getting a paycheck.
Yeah,
you
mean,
know?
Like, they're going to have to call me eventually, you know, and also, like, it's nice to get paid. So.
Yeah. So speaking about...
We'll keep it rolling. I took this week off a little bit, you know, just a couple bumps and bruises from the fight, but I'll be back to normal training on Monday, and we're going to get right back into it, planning on hoping to fight, you know, end of May, sometime in June is the plan.
Well, John, you know, what's this? Was this your second time fighting for Cage Titans? Third time hanging out there, but second time fighting?
Yeah, second fight for him. Yeah.
Second time around. I mean, main event right away, second time. How was your overall experience fighting for them and fighting for their title?
Yeah, it was great. Great experience. Both times, great experiences. Mike, he's a cool guy. Treat me well.
Good, they took care of you.
Man. What's that?
They took care of you well.
Yeah. They took care of me. You know, it was a great experience. The fans, for the most part, were all super cool. Yeah, it was a great time. I like fighting for them. It's a cool atmosphere. So yeah, if they come to me with a fight to, you know, defend the belt in on the May card, then yeah, that's definitely a possibility.
Well, your father's throwing out a name here who fought on the same card. Another young prospect. You went against Everett. I believe Everett was 3-0. Now I think Jack Congdon is a 4-0 fighter, and he's the big name in 170 pounds around here. You know, you showed with Everett, he might have bit a little more than he could chew. Jack is definitely a 170-pound guy. That's his weight. Is that interest you? And is there any talk about that fight? Possibly, you know, have you heard his name in the mix?
Yeah, that's a guy that a bunch of people have been throwing out there that they're interested in seeing that fight. And like I said, like if Cage Titan wants to do it, I'm not against it. I'm down for it. And like I also said, like, no disrespect to him, I think he is a talented fighter. I mean, I haven't really watched much on him. I watched his fight in the back. I think he is a skilled fighter, but you know, I think he kind of will fall in the same category as the dude I just fought. I think it's going to be a little bit too much too soon for him. He hasn't fought anyone nearly close to my level. That's clear. You know, he just had this last weekend, he got a first round finish, but for a minute there, it was getting a little sketchy for him, and that's against a pretty low level fighter. So I think he's a talented guy. I think he is a good prospect, but I don't know if he's ready for that. But hey, if they want to make the fight, let's do it.
Well, last thing for me before I let you give you a shout out to whatever. How was the after party? Mm-hmm. Did you have the same kind of crowd? I know the last time we were there, you had like a third of the place, all your fans, family, and friends there. Was it kind of the same thing this time around?
Yeah, it was good. A bunch of all of my you know, family and friends that came up went over that party. It was a good time. It was pretty crowded this time. There's a lot more people here there this time. Yeah. It was cool. I met Ty Law. He called me over. We talked for like 15 minutes. We took like probably 4 or 5 shots of his vodka.
You a Patriots fan?
Was it all right, John?
I'll put you on the spot right now.
Was it any good?
Yeah, right. Good question.
Honestly, like I don't like taking shots of vodka because I mean, who does really?
Yeah, I do.
It wasn't bad because I liked it. It was kind of like fruity flavored, mm-hmm. So it was. Yeah, I didn't mind it. It was pretty good. There I liked go. It.
Good to know. Good Excellent. To know.
I wish I went to the after party. I would have got free shots.
Probably. I know. Why'd you have to leave so early?
All right, John.
Good question.
All right, so I'm gonna be honest right now. It was Easter the next day. I was drinking from 4 o'clock on the whole day there.
4 o'clock.
And 4 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a lightweight, and I had a long drive. But most importantly, I had a girlfriend waiting for me at home. I wanted to hang out.
That's the real reason.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
I stayed up drinking the whole night, never went to sleep for 1 second, and left at 6 a.m. to be back for Easter.
Damn. And I fucking took off. All right. John, when you defend the title, I swear to God I'm staying there till 2 in the morning. Or 3, right, or 6 fair, in the morning. Fair. But this
also,
time...
Also, that's another thing. Why? I don't know why are the bars close so early down there?
Because it's gay fucking Massachusetts.
It's an old rule.
Yeah,
it sucks.
It's Plymouth. Yeah. They shut it all down.
Yeah, like 12:45, they were like calling last call and get us out of there.
That's
and,
early.
Yeah, and you guys just get there, basically. You got a half hour to fucking drink.
Yeah, we were only there for like maybe an hour.
So
Boston, it's 2 a.m.
We got to get, like, the last card you fought, Mike Pulvea had a suite across the street with a couple of living rooms in there, and he had a party there. So we got to get on him, and we got to get that going again.
Yeah, we were like, there was like a party at the pool in the hotel. I was down there till like 4:30.
Well, I got to come to the fucking hotel.
That sounds fun. Yeah, right.
So, all right, John, next time I go, my girlfriend will be with me, so I can't leave.
No, bring her.
I will bring her. So, John, anything you want to leave off with?
No, good.
My dad.
Huh?
You can introduce her to my dad.
Yeah, fuck, your dad's calling me a pussy, a fag, and everything else right now. I ain't introducing him to anything.
Damn.
I'm afraid. Hey, listen, my girlfriend's afraid of me. She'll be afraid of all you people. You can't even say a word to her, so forget it. Hey, last thing, John. Anything you want to say before I let you go? Man, pleasure talking to you, and congratulations, man. Double champ.
Hell yeah.
You know, I saw one of your coaches rumbling about maybe going for, is there another belt in New England available? It doesn't matter. I mean, you know.
At this point, if there's another promotion that wants to come for Type Fight the title, I'll do it. I mean, I'll just start collecting them. It's just, like I said, I just want to be busy and just keep fighting and get paid. And when I get my opportunity at the next level, I'll get my opportunity. But yeah, I'm just having fun with it now and just staying active and, you know, having a good time.
Excellent, my man. Well, another another great addition to the Cage Tyson family here you are, man. You're their welterweight champion, double champ in New England. You've just been killing people here since you've been, you know, driving down. So, John, great to see it, man. Congratulations on, you know, all the success and, you know, that next fight. And hopefully the UFC will be calling before before May and getting you ready for something special in the future.
Let's hope.
All right, my man. You have a great night and a pleasure, bro. Thank you always for the time.
Later, John.
Appreciate it.
Later. That was awesome. I said fag. I can't say fag.
Well, you were saying that someone else called you.
Called me that.
Yeah, so we'll leave it at that.
What's up?
It's not a nice word.
No, I said, yeah. Well, that was awesome.
Yeah, great time.
It was. No glitches tonight.
No. Some mild stuttering.
By who? Me?
Me. No, always.
I fucking stutter.
I'm a stutterer, you know. I was just listening to someone about the old Howard Stern stuttering John. Remember that guy? Howard Stern, stuttering John?
Did he have stuttering John?
Yeah.
I remember the high pitch guy. Yeah. High pitch Eric.
Exactly. That's good shit.
I don't remember stuttering. The good old days. I probably do remember stuttering.
The long hair, you know, he would do weird shit.
Howard Stern, man. Classic. How did he get away with all that? He had guy, everything.
Crazy.
Guys coming in with the like contest for the smallest penis and shit.
Yeah,
like
they were too insane.
Imagine that. Never seen it?
Going on there,
like,
yes.
Down, he's yeah. It was right. Like, what the fuck?
They want to bring themselves on there. You know, they want to go. You have to bring yourself.
No fucking nude. Yeah. Fucking, you know, all these guys.
Usually fat.
No penises. It's fucking funny. What is going on?
Ridiculous.
You're going to start doing that shit. No, sorry. All right, I got to stop talking.
Good time tonight?
I had one beer tonight. So,
yeah, this is my third. You know.
I feel tipsy off one beer. So.
It wasn't too late of a night on Saturday. You know, we're talking about, like, getting drunk and joking around, but it really wasn't like that. You know what I mean? It was, like, you know, chilling. Like I said, we were drinking not too many beers inside there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we were taking it. It wasn't like we're not pounding out $12 beers every fucking 10 minutes.
Exactly. No, it was a lot of it was good.
And another thing, last time I was there, I was there till 4 in the morning. Yeah. So I didn't want to. And, you know, Lars and Jeff, they had a room. Yep. I know I had beers in my car. I know I would have been drinking till like 4 in the morning with them. Mm-hmm. I would have been toast the next day.
Yeah, you didn't want to be toasted the next day. So.
Listen, I'm responsible now.
Yeah, you are.
The drive home.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. And that's a long drive and shit. And, you know,
are you being sarcastic?
No, not at all. Not at all. Like, for real. No. Like, you know, like you had a long drive. You said when you left for me to text you when I get home for all that shit. Safety first, man.
I care about people.
Safety,
you know,
first,
I mean,
man.
Myself, too.
Absolutely. And where I talked to you when you got home and, you know.
But I got to say, I was offered to sleep there by my friends there. So
of course.
People take care of me. But
yeah, of course.
I felt good to leave there, you know.
One of these times we'll stay all night and get fucked up and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. What time is it right now?
You know? It's still time.
Yep.
Well, with that, Tommy, you know, we'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. We'll figure out. Yeah. I'm going to have Jake Caskey, I think, on next week.
Nice. Good kid.
Unless, you know, he couldn't do this week. He's going away. He said he was doing something, but he might come on with Billy Goff.
I was just
going
to say, tell him to get Billy,
week.
Your
I might
boyfriend.
Have them both on or together.
It'll be like a love connection
fucking
between
Billy,
you guys.
Billy will fucking.
You guys will have.
Billy will fucking just have go off on
you guys
each
have
other.
A moment.
Looks like fucking Tarzan now with the long hair and shit.
He was. He was looking pretty beefy on Saturday.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I can't. Can I say that too?
It's after Easter, so.
Well, that was a good show, Tom.
Yeah, always good.
An hour. That's all we need. So with that said, we will be back next week. I do believe Jay Caskey and Billy Goff will be on. But if they won't or are not on, we will definitely have another guest on.
Figure it out.
You know, we got some other cards coming up pretty soon.
Conor Matthews, UFC, tough loss,
yeah,
but he'll still he'll get back on.
He'll get
Conor McGregor talked about his fight.
Yes.
You saw that? This kid's going places.
Yeah, we'll
yep.
see.
Yep, that's a shining light in the...
All the best to him. Yeah, especially when you're coming off a devastating loss, your first fight. And Conor McGregor shines in and says, fuck it, that guy's going to be...
Yeah.
You know?
You can get losses in the UFC and still go forward.
Yeah,
he
gets a win.
Yep.
His next fight, they're not going to cut him. You know what I mean?
Nope.
If he loses this next fight, it's tough.
If
they don't let you go.
Questionable.
Yeah,
yep.
A couple of times. Especially at that age, but we don't want to think about that. He's going to win.
Nope. Yep.
So with that said, we out of here.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what's going on for the weekend. I don't know about UFC.
No real plans.
Shit.
I don't even know if there's UFC this weekend.
Tommy, last thing. the band.
Who's
my old band?
Your band.
Mm-hmm. Called me up.
Yeah.
We are
getting the band back together.
Getting the band back
together. Holy shit.
Whole new song. You want to hear a song before we go?
Sure. Fire it up.
You want to hear this?
Yeah, yeah.
So everyone's going to hear the band. I was in this band.
This is an old song?
No. This is his newest, the material that he wants to me to play, but he's revamping some of the old stuff too.
And he needs a good drummer?
And he wants me, thinking we should get back and jam with the old bass player. So I'm going to let you hear one song, people. And this is, I don't know if we're going to be called Bone Grind again, but I don't know how good you're going to be able to hear this.
Re-Bone Grind, put up the mic.
I'm going to put it on there. So, let's see. Now, this has singing on it. The other songs mostly don't, but this is fire.
I wouldn't.
You don't want to do it? Yeah. I just want to hear the song.
Yep. Put it like to the front of the mic. Yeah. This is not you drumming.
No. Oh,
yeah.
The song.
Yeah.
Sounds like Godsmack.
Sure. Yep.
Little.
So this is their current stuff.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Too.
This is what they're doing right now.
I don't know when he wrote this.
Yeah. When
this was
or recorded? When it was recorded? You don't know when?
Know.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
It's got a catchy.
Yeah. You could. You could definitely drum on that.
I'm excited.
Do it.
It's melodic. It's
you're motivated for drums right now, so
I am
do it.
Psyched. So we're getting a plan together right now. So
sick.
And we're going to play some older songs. We're going to make them newer. And this is the newer stuff right there. I'm fucking psyched. The only thing is, it's originals.
Yep.
So that's
might
have
different.
To throw in some covers in there to you know, get out there. But yeah, I'm into creating my own shit again.
Anytime you're playing, you better tell everyone and me so we can go.
Oh, it'll be crazy. I would love to get into a cover band, but playing in this band, there's no pressure. They'll probably play out once a month, twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Creating your own shit. Mm-hmm. It's a whole different. I'm psyched. I get chills about it.
Good, dude.
I'm already learning these songs.
And you've been loving playing recently. Yes. You know, it's all you've been talking about.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Dynamite.
Amazing.
So with that said, and shout out to Greg Verrata, my drum instructor and drummer from Smashbox cover band. He's brought me a long way.
Nice. And, get you motivated again.
We're great friends now. Just from, you know, taking lessons from him. We chat, and he's making me into a machine. Thank you out there. We out of here. Sorry talking so long, but.
Don't be sorry. We're out.